Crew, let's ranch it up. After this, of course.
Welcome to SireBuyer, a place where we connect cattlemen. The nation's number one destination for buying and selling breeding genetics. In-depth reviews and upbeat news on your favorite sires. SireBuyer features the top Angus bulls across the country. Be sure to sign up to receive your directory by emailing info@sirebuyer.com. If you're looking for the best place in breeding genetics, you've just found it.
RanchChannel.com, bull sales, western events, product information, right at your fingertips on the ultimate cowboy-friendly platform. Want to follow up-to-date markets? RanchChannel.com. No need to dig for information on all these different websites. It's all right there on RanchChannel.com.
Good day, everyone. Welcome to your short go daily dose of Ranch It Up. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
Putting a month behind us, moving into May, the 1st of May. I know there's tradition called May Day something.
May Day basket.
It's a basket where you do something with candy. I never really understand it. We go through this every year. I thought that was Easter a few weeks ago with a basket of candy, so I don't really get the whole May Day concept.
I can't believe that you weren't in the know on this, Tigger, given that you're from a small town like I was. And in elementary school, May Day was always a big deal. All of us kids in elementary, we'd make baskets, whether it was out of construction paper.
Oh, you would make baskets.
Yes, whatever we had on hand. Believe me, they were glued, stapled. They didn't look pretty.
You're full of it.
Regardless, we brought them home. And the whole concept was to be neighborly. So you'd go to your neighbors, place the little basket as a nice gesture, ring the doorbell, knock on the door, run away so they don't see who delivered them a special treat.
Okay, we did have a version of that where it wasn't a basket. It was a brown sandwich sack,
and don't
it wasn't
tell me
filled
what was
with
in
candy.
It.
It was maybe yard nuggets, and
no.
You would go and you would put it on somebody's
no.
step, and you would ring the bell and run away.
That's horrible.
And you would hear somebody in the background yelling, "Don't step on that bag, Ed."
All right. Right now, all the kids listening and laughing and giggling, do not do this.
Yes. Don't do what I did as a kid. In fact, here's a better way. Make a basket if you're bougie like Beck. Fill it up with candy. Maybe take it to the nursing home. That's a better idea.
I love it.
Country Music's Trace Adkins. Honky tonk, but donkey donk. Live in concert Thursday, May 14th at the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale in Miles City, Montana. One of country music's hottest performers with special guests, Corb Lund and Kenny Fiedler. Tickets on sale now at buckinghorsesale.com. Trace Adkins with Corb Lund and Kenny Fiedler at the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, Miles City, Montana. That honky tonk, but donkey donk.